This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi, truth in engineering.
Well, Ron Witten is the architecture editor at Golf Digest magazine. Now, the February issue contains the 50th edition of the 100 Greatest Golf Courses. It is a pleasure to welcome Ron Witten back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hey, Ron.
John, how are you?
I'm great. All right, I guess the headline that came with the announcement of the new list was that Augusta National was back on top over Pine Valley. What was it in the math that allowed Augusta to skip over Pine Valley?
A fraction of a point. It is such a close contest. In fact, I describe it as golf's best rivalry. You know, Pine Valley was number one for years and years when we started ranking courses numerically, 1 through 100 in 1985. Pine Valley was on top. Augusta National was fighting out with other courses for number two. About a dozen years ago, Augusta National broke through. I guess it was later than that. It was 2008, 2009. And then Pine Valley took over in the number one spot 2 years ago. Our survey is a biennial survey, by a fraction of a fraction of a point, 0.0003, 0.003 of a point. It was a dead flat tie. We had to carry it out four decimals to figure out to break that tie. And this time, Augusta National prevailed by 0.18. So it's a very, very close race each time in this balloting, which is kind of curious, but because you know, they're two entirely different courses, and I guess it kind of reflects the polarity of America in that there are two camps, one that votes a little higher on the penal Pine Valley, another group camp of our panelists that votes higher on the strategy and lush conditions of Augusta National.
So there wasn't a particular category that sent the National over the top, or in times past has sent Pine Valley over the top?
No, they are so even in all seven of our categories, which are shot values, design variety, resistance scoring, memorability, aesthetics, conditioning, and ambiance. I mean, when you think about those two clubs, it's hard to distinguish which has the stronger ambiance. Maybe you would argue that, gosh, it's got to be Augusta National with the Masters every year, but it's hard to beat the ambiance of Pine Valley, that particular experience of playing that course ranks right up there. The memorability and conditioning aspects are strong. The funny thing is that Pine Valley used to be really scruffy and kind of rough, and that was part of its penal thing. Over the years, it's become a little more lush and green, like Augusta National. And Augusta National used to be the perfectly manicured strategic course where you could hit it anywhere, but you had to have the right angle in. They've got a little more penal with trees and a little more rough penal in terms of being difficult for the scratch player, which is how we measure it, not how difficult either course is for a tour player.
Some of the other courses, many of the usual suspects are in the top 10. One debut in the top 10, National Golf Links, host of last year's Walker Cup. What was the deciding factor? How did that climb into the top 10?
Well, again, it's a numbers game that we do. We try to our panelists play and evaluate these courses on a series of categories that break down and try to examine every aspect of architecture. And so it's very hard over over a two-year span with 90 panelists filing evaluations to find a particular category in which one course prevails over another. I can say that National Golf Links 4 years ago was in the top 10, slid down to number 11 2 years ago, and scored high enough that it jumped back to number 8 this time around. And that's what happens on a lot of these very, very closely contested spots on the 100 Greatest. If you look at the point totals, Augusta National and Pine Valley on our point total of 80 score around 72 points. Everything else is in the 60s. So Pine Valley and Augusta National are fighting it out for number one every year. Everyone else is sort of scrambling for the rest of that top 10 on down through the list to number 100. I can say that because the Walker Cup was at the National Golf Links, that did, I think, attract the attention of certain of our panelists who hadn't played the course before. And that was probably the factor that got National Golf Links back into the top 10, simply the fact that we had more panelists play it in the past year than we had probably in previous years.
We are talking with Ron Whitten. We're talking about Golf Digest's 100 Greatest Courses. It's in the February issue of the magazine. A nice jump for Pinehurst number 2. Last time 40th, this time 28th. Referendum on the work that Corin Crenshaw did?
Absolutely. No question about that. We forget Pine Valley was once ranked in the top 10 in Golf Digest rankings and had slid all the way down to 40th. And I think part of it was simply a hard course to define. When you stood on the tee in the old days prior to the 2010 remodeling, all you saw were fairways with a lot of Bermuda grass rough on each side, and you could barely distinguish the bunkers off the tee. So it really didn't tell you how to play, what the strategies were, what the risks and rewards were, which was kind of tough on a resort course, because resort courses you want to have defined because there are new players playing it all the time. What Corin Crenshaw did in removing that Bermuda rough and reestablishing the vast sandy waste areas with bits of pine straw and wire grass poking out all over the place really defined the tee shots and some of the second shots into that course. And you can stand on each tee and know what angles you have to take a risk on to try and get in the best position and where you can try and bail out if you're not bold enough to take that risk. And I think that translated into higher scores filed by our panelists in the shot values category of Pinehurst number 2.
I don't want to get you in trouble much. Are Corin Crenshaw the creme de la creme of current architects?
That's strictly a one man's opinion, I guess I would say. Certainly they are high on anyone's list right now because they're very much in the news with a lot of great courses. But they had a course fall off the 100 Greatest this time around. Kapalua, which just hosted the PGA tournament last weekend, dropped from our top 100. So even if you consider them the creme de la creme, they suffered a bit of a setback in having their earliest design, I don't want to say repudiated, but suddenly replaced by someone else's design in the top 100. So, fame is fleeting, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I said I didn't want to get you in trouble much. one of my favorite designers, and I'm so happy to see him recognized in these lists. It seems like more and more over the last few years, Seth Rayner. It does seem like his work is blossoming again.
Yes, very much so. And the reason for that is sort of like the same reason for Pinehurst number 2, is there those grand old courses, you know, he died 89 years ago. So all those courses exist for 90 years or more. And a lot of them have been sort of ignored or mistreated by green committees. As I tell the story, I remember playing one Redan that had a series of evergreen trees planted along the back edge of the green, and they covered over the green, and you couldn't even tell it was a Redan hole. What you've seen is restorations of a lot of these courses. The three that came on the list this time around, Shore Acres, Yeamans Hall, and Camargo, were all restored by Tom Doak. And the restoration kind of reveals all those classic old architectural features that had been obscured mostly by tree planting, but a lot of times by the abandonment of certain bunkers or greens that got smaller and smaller and more oval in shape. Seth Rayner being a strong proponent of geometric features in his architecture, you couldn't recognize those as Seth Rayner courses until restorations occurred.
Before I let you go, the question that makes every golfer listening angry, you've played how many of the top 100?
Oh, I think I've played 91 or 92 of the top 100, but not in the last 2 years.
No, I'm so sorry. He is Ron Witten, the architecture editor at Golf Digest Magazine. Again, the list of the 100 greatest courses in the brand new issue of Golf Digest, the February issue with Billy Horschel on the cover. Ron, thanks for taking the time to do this. It's always great water cooler chatter. Thanks for being on the show.
I enjoyed it, John. Thank you.